Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.
If you've had a dispute in your business that's been going on for some time, but you've been scared of how to resolve it, perhaps you're worried it's going to cost you a fortune, perhaps you just really don't want to go to court, Dominic Hurst, a specialist litigation solicitor, discussed with me mediation, which could be the answer for you.
Well, what happens normally is that people come to me and we've got a problem, got a debt, contract, we've got this aircraft that's been impounded in Atlanta. You know, all sorts of different things, building disputes. You know, the aircraft one I thought was great. I thought I might get sort of 3 months in Atlanta, fully paid, you know, maybe maybe a couple of days in Savannah, top up my tan.
Unfortunately, my flight only connects in the Bahamas.
Exactly. No, but so mediation, what happens is that we get these disputes and very often court is the obvious place that we're going with it.
Do people tend to, when they come to you, be like, right, I want to take this to court, I'm angry and I want to go to court?
It depends. We act for all sorts of different people and all sorts of different sizes of business. And when we've got managing directors and CEOs of big businesses, alpha personalities, most of them, drivers, people who are motivated, winners,
yep,
determined to see it through, whatever. But very many people are frightened to death. It's terribly uncomfortable. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what the outcome's going to be. The owner-operator, the plumber, the baker, the candlestick maker, he's not been paid. What does he do? Is it his wit's end?
Mm.
So we get the whole spectrum of personalities. But when we get these disputes, debts, whatever, and you've got to find a solution, it's quite often court is the threat. And we're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they come to us. But it might not be the right answer because there's costs involved. There's risks involved. We don't know what the judge's interpretation of the evidence is going to really be. My interpretation might be, you know, strong, but there is a risk.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the alternative dispute resolution methods that lawyers can bring into play, ADR as it's called, is known as mediation. And it can be used in anything from a small claim, small claims to us, you know, small claims court, small debts from a few hundred quid to a few thousand quid, all the way up to we've used it in multi-million pound disputes, banking, finance, building contracts, yeah, whatever. Mediation is where the parties step sideways from the court process. The court process may have started, it may be ongoing, it may be very well advanced. We may have a trial date. We may be that far down the road. We can step to the side if the other side agree.
So you effectively have to say to them, we want to get round a table and try and talk this out.
Will you meet us? Yeah. I might say that on the phone to my opposite number. So what is it? Well, in the smaller claims, the court service offers it, believe it or not.
Right.
And it's free.
Really?
Brilliant.
Great.
So what happens in the smaller claims type work is that if both sides agree, the court will set up a mediation, usually done by phone. So the court will appoint one of their trained mediators, somebody who is neutral. They don't take a point of view. Mm-hmm. Quite irritating like that.
Yeah.
And they will set up telephone conference, but it's not all parties on the phone at once. It's individually.
Right.
The mediator will go back and forth between both sides, trying to extract from them what it is they're seeking, strengths, weaknesses, and to see if there's some form of middle ground. Maybe it's a lesser amount, but payable in a lump sum. Or maybe it's the full amount, payable over a period of time. Or maybe a mash-up. Maybe it's a lump of money, followed by a bit of work. It's flexible, totally flexible. And the same thing can be used in the really big jobs. Recently, minority shareholder dispute. He only owns a small portion of the pie. He hasn't got control, but he has got some very serious rights. Litigating it is going to cost a load of money. Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's risks. The only difference between the parties was the size of the amount of money.
Right, so one thought it was worth a lot more than the
Absolutely.
Other.
Absolutely. They were all talking about, you know, a myriad of issues and a long history, and it would have gone on and on and on and on. The trial would have been fantastic for the lawyers. It had gone on forever. Yeah, we like that kind of thing. But it's not the right thing for the clients. So whilst it took some time to get them to the point, they agreed to mediation. And mediation took place in that hotel conference room. Mediator arrives, nice bloke, in his 70s. He's read all the papers from both sides. Started off in the morning, cup of tea, load of foul language for about an hour.
Right.
Everybody's really upset. Load of alpha personalities in the room. Managing director, financial director, the lot. Once everybody's vented their spleen, we can start by talking with the mediator. And the parties go to separate rooms and they start talking about what it is that's really causing the problem. And that could have been 50 different things which may not be aired as much at trial. Because the judge is only interested in the law.
Yeah.
Mediation can talk about anything you want. And in that particular case, whilst it took probably from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 8 o'clock at night, a deal was done that both sides, after 15 years of arguing with each other,
wow,
were satisfied with.
And actually, although 9 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night feels like a long old day, in the grand scheme of things, it's a drop in the ocean.
Well,
if it's
absolutely.
A 15-year dispute, isn't it?
Absolutely. And my customers, who are, you know, a big business, were amazed when I arrived at 9 o'clock in the morning with my lunchbox and some sandwiches. And they were asking me, what are you doing? I said, one of the key tactics for mediation is I'm ready for the long haul.
And it sounds like it could last a lot less time. If you managed to do a deal in a day there, that court
Absolutely.
Case sounds like it would have gone for weeks.
It would. It would, definitely, because of the numbers of witnesses and the amount of paper.
Yeah.
Mediation is a carrot and a stick. The carrot is, we could get rid of this. It's worth a shot. Of course, the other side could turn up in bad faith and use mediation to try and glean more information about right. your weaknesses in your case. That's very rare. And I'm alive to that risk.
I was going to say, because it sounds like it's quite an open forum. It's
Absolutely.
Kind of off the record.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
would
yeah,
you, as yeah. as a solicitor acting with someone in a mediation session, yeah. would you kind of say, you don't need to give full detail on that? Or,
yeah.
you know, would you help them understand what they should and shouldn't say?
Yeah, of course I will. I talk to my clients before we go to mediation, and it might well be that there are some topics which I say are not open for discussion round the table. They may be discussed with the mediator in private. Move on. Turn the page. Let's get on to the next topic. Yeah, I'll bring it to an end. Even if I've got a CEO next to me who is itching to say something, you know, I'll make sure that my foot is on top of his under the desk.
Shut up.
Because until you can see the whites of the eyes
yeah.
on the other side, and you can tell, there are definite giveaways when you are dealing with people
yeah.
to know whether you've set your compass in the right direction and you're pushing on the right button or you're not.
Sounds almost like playing poker to me, this.
Yeah, but I don't go to mediation wearing mirrored sunglasses.
No.
Maybe I should.
People are working out what your tell is around the table.
Yeah.
If people are listening to this and they've maybe got one of those niggling disputes that's been going on, but maybe they're that smaller partner, maybe they're that person who kind of thinks, I've been unsure about taking this to the next stage because I'm yeah. worried about the legal costs,
yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, the legal costs in litigation are horrible.
Would you recommend getting in touch and having a chat about it and whether
Absolutely.
There's a way to bring that to a resolution?
Definitely. Definitely. There's no harm in talking, is there? There's many different ways of resolving disputes. And if people want to give us a ring, my name's Dominic Hurst, dhurstlaw.com.
Dominic Hurst Solicitors on Stray FM's Business Hub.